Next up on Visual Wow.
Put it in writing. Create the plan. Put a timeline to it. Do something that says, okay, I've got a timeline, I've got leadership, an understanding of what resources are going to be to ferment this plan and move it forward. I know what the costs are. I know what the goals are. You may be in crisis, but let's now talk about stability.
Ladies and gentlemen,
welcome to Visual Wow, the podcast for people passionate about live events. We're obsessed with creating and capturing those wow moments. This is the place the top pros come to share their secrets. Now, here's your host, Jack Hartzman.
Welcome back, Visual Wow community. I am your host, Jack Hartzman, and I am here today all the way from West Palm Beach, Florida, David Phillips, Immersive First. Consultant, all around good guy, business smarts, entrepreneur. The man just likes to drive people in the right direction. David, welcome to the program.
Delightful to be here. Hi, Jack. How you doing, man?
I am doing well. It is great to see your smiling face on our little Zoom session here. I don't normally keep the video on when I'm interviewing somebody, but as you and I used to see each other on a very regular basis, and I haven't seen your smiling face in so long, I am really enjoying the fact that we picked up right where we left off several years ago.
Well, the truth is, this is your punishment for not staying in touch better. You have to look at me.
Ouch! That is really
25 minutes. You know,
that is really painful. I'm being scolded on my own show. For the our community has a lot of Baltimore, Washington connection because that's where we obviously launched the podcast. So for those of you who do not remember the name of David Phillips, he was the executive director and the brains behind the Capital Camps empire and world here in the Washington metropolitan area for what, about a decade, 12 years back in?
Yeah, 12 years with one slight correction is that I was sort of the ringmaster. I don't think in any way was I wholly responsible. Let's be clear.
Okay. Well, you definitely had the black whip on my behind helping you do so many things that we did. And that's when my wife, ex-wife Penny, was involved with the organization and my kids were going to camp there. And you and I really watched our kids grow up together and our lives and our families were very involved. And to be honest, the place Capital Camps to me has never been the same since you left. I think of you often. I remember moving bunks from one side of a field to another side of a field with you. And I tell that story when I go to camp and people are like, what? And I say, well, you see that building? It used to be over there. And we moved it from there to over there. So yeah, we did a lot of fun stuff back there during that time.
It's a very special place. And the most important thing about it is the people always was, always will be. And the treasured relationships is how I view the place.
Well, I completely agree. And I don't know if you remember the picture I sent you when I was there last summer, because Washington Talent, we still provide the music for the banquet sessions. Unbeknownst to me that they were friends, but your daughter, who is a fine grown woman at this point, not the little 7-year-old that I remember, but she was there with my daughter and another one of my clients there. All three kids I had photographed their bat mitzvahs, and yep, standing in front